guess this is vlog number one of many. I am starting a brand. Let me tell you guys about it.
What's up, everybody? This is Alyssa Amoroso, aka Publicity, who is ready to spill some tea. Because this is Tea with Publicity. Hey guys, as a reminder, today's episode is brought to you by Macy's, and the holidays are here. Halloween is pretty much basically here. Thanksgiving's coming. The holiday season is among us. So don't forget to get ahead of your holiday shopping with Macy's Gift Finder. They've got a bunch of different ways for you to search for gifts, like shopping by price, shopping by the receipt, shopping by gift list. There are so many options. You can go to Macy's.com/gift finder to find gifts for everyone. This really helps me because everything's categorized, have little sections for each thing. So everything's super organized on their website. You can get everything for your entire holiday season. Again, it's Macy's.com/gift finder, and you will find everything you need for this holiday season. Let's get into today's episode.
I guess this is vlog number one of many. I am starting a brand. Let me tell you guys about it.
Drinking tea doesn't have to be so serious. You can enjoy it while binge watching your favorite reality TV show, spilling the tea, aka gossiping with friends, or even mixed in with a cocktail. Tea with pee comes in loose leaf form, perfect for cold brewing or steeping while hot. Drinking tea isn't just a daily task, it's a lifestyle, and that's why our packaging could be displayed around your home. Timeline we have to work on, price point we have to work on. That's what I kind of want you to break down today.
Right.
Okay, so breakdown of profit versus spend. Launch flavor, I'm gonna have my lawyer look into this, but branded card copy. So when you open every box, and especially when like reality stars and influencers get their PR boxes, I want it to say like exactly what the brand is. So they get upon opening it, oh, this isn't like a normal tea. This is like fun, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I started to put packaging inspo. Mm-hmm. I really like the colors of this. Mm-hmm. PR boxes, I created my gifting list. Retail, we need to set up the website. And then I found, I think I like these black infusers to sell in bulk. So I think what I'm going for is like elevated old Hollywood glam. So I'm gonna rent a house with like a big pool.
Oh, these are sick! Right? That one, I like that one. Yeah, I like the eye level much better.
So you know how champagne towers are so popular? I'm like, I wonder if we could order glass teacups and stack them, and then I'll have like a tea kettle, and I'll be pouring the tea, and it's gonna be like flowing.
I love that.
Isn't that sick? I don't think it exists because I googled, I looked everywhere. I'm like, stacked coffee cup, stacked whatever. It's not there. So
I think it's so fun.
I know.
Let me try to do this.
Here, like there, I think we do a little.
I think higher, right? Like that.
No! No!
Okay, we were so close! You see your eyes though? Yeah.
And then I love the idea of doing like big rollers, and like I really like the idea of a vintage phone. Because the whole concept here is like gossiping, like spilling the tea. While you're on the couch watching TV.
So like, I love that.
Isn't it so cute? So in all of this, we'll have like remote controls. And then I was thinking I could do one like this, like with the fake crying, and then make it a meme. So like whatever is like happening in like pop culture, I could like me crying to like whatever's happening. And then like a phone in bed. I think this is cute to put like a teacup on my foot.
Yes.
And then after this, I'll do my up
too. Yes, model about
Yeah, I'm like,
we can do this.
She's ready.
Yeah. Oh my god. Right? Aren't these really good?
That is
yeah.
Me. I'm so excited.
I even like think it'd be cool to wear like a gown
yeah.
in the bath.
Yeah.
So I was like looking for a house that has all of these things. So then I found this location, which is insane. It's $200 an hour. They have this mm-hmm. amazing pool.
Three, two, okay. Oh my gosh, it's so cute actually. That.
Let's update you. This is what I look like when I work from home. We sit here. Catherine sits here. She's downstairs getting some packages. I sit here. Right now, I'm working on the budget. We just had a call with a company that will do the packaging. We're gonna get like custom labels, stickers, tissue paper, all of that. Custom PR boxes to hand out to people. A lot's happening. Oh my God, I hope when she comes back up, the tea samples have arrived because we are sampling 30 flavors of tea from there. Then we can narrow it down. We could customize flavors. We could figure out what we really want. I think like launching with just like a black tea or something feels boring, but the truth is that's what I drink. So like, I'm not gonna be a phony and launch with like rose quartz, whatever. Like I'm a black tea bitch. So I think I wanna launch with a black tea, even though it's like not aesthetic. It's the fucking best with fresh lemon, but I'm gonna try out some other flavors that might tickle my fancy. I could have put some makeup on or like had better lighting for this, but this is true. Behind the scenes.
It's be like similar to a bloom pouch in a box.
Mm-hmm.
And then where are you gonna be selling it primarily? Is it all online?
Yeah, it's gonna be all online right now. I think the goal okay. is to down the road one day, like sell it retail. But right now, again, just like these mm-hmm. batched launches online, yes, mostly through my TikTok social media. And then we'll link it to my website. Launched a business yesterday and my hair might look put together. Okay, let's be honest, it doesn't look put together at all. It is matte. Look at this knot. So let's work through. Oh my god, I'm scared. Let's work through my hair as we discuss my new business. So I launched a pop culture themed tea. I have been a tea drinker my whole life. The speech that I gave at my event was basically the fact that like I grew up in a house of non-coffee drinkers. Both of my parents don't drink coffee, never have. My dad was an avid tea drinker. My mom was an avid pop culture lover. I grew up watching reality TV and reading the National Enquirer, like the old school gossip mags. And then my career, I obviously have my podcast, Tea with Publicity, but I also drink tea, like literally every day. So it was only natural that I don't want to kill my hair. It was only natural that eventually I came out with my own tea. And for years I was like, what's that look like? Is that a canned beverage? Is that an alcoholic tea? And then one day I was driving right after I moved to LA and I just had this idea kind of like smack me in the head where I was like, binge watch black tea. That's the name of my next tea. And I just started writing things down. So I was like, okay, binge watch black tea. That's the name where pop culture and reality TV meet tea. I want tea drinking to be fun and cool and not so stuffy. Cause I feel like that's like how we think of tea, like all these wellness teas and health teas. I'm like, no, let's sip it while we spill it. So then I trademarked sip it while you spill it because get it, you're sipping the tea while you spill the tea, AKA gossip. So I trademarked that. I started the process. I decided to do a loose leaf tea because you could make loose leaf tea into iced tea. Guys. Oh no. Oh no. I don't know what to do. Because loose leaf tea is this fried? Hold on. I don't know what to do with this. Like, we're gonna have to revisit that part of my hair. I decided that I wanted my packaging to look like a coffee table book.
something I've never seen done before. And a fun fact about that is that my mentor psychic, like a year ago, I told her I wanted to write a book and that I started writing a book. And she was like, that book, like, that's not your book yet. Like, maybe later down the road, but like, that's not your book. I'm seeing a different book, like, in your future. It's more of like a coffee table book. It's like something you're gonna flip through really quickly, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I have no idea what she's talking about. Like, how am I gonna come out with a coffee table book? Flash forward to like a year and a half later when I'm coming up with this product and I have this idea to make it look like a coffee table book, aka tea table book. I don't even think of what she said to me because I'm like, I'm not writing a book. I don't even remember it. Sure enough, it hit me now. I'm like, oh my God, this is my coffee table book. Like, this is what she saw. So my decor is so insanely cool. My tea is so insanely cool because it looks like decor and you could display it in your home. And I did that on purpose. I wanted it to literally look like a Tom Ford or like a Prada book. And I only launched with one flavor, which is the flavor that I always drink. And then the goal is over time, I will launch new flavors and you could stack the book boxes as you would a regular book on a shelf. I hope my hair isn't... You know how it sweats under your neck? It was so humid last night. Of course, LA is literally never humid, and the night of my launch it's so humid. So anyway, go to my Instagram. I've been posting all the event photos. Best night of my life. Like, Ernie, aka the guy that I'm seeing, came. He met my parents all weekend. Like, it was just like the cutest thing ever. My heart is so full. I feel so loved. I feel so blessed. I really hope that you guys buy my tea and also tag me in your photos, not only when you're making the tea, but when you display the book box in your home. I want to see how you display it as decor. I have to go record a podcast and like, I don't know what to do with my hair. But anyway, that's my I'm so tired. That's my story. I love you guys so much. Thank you for the support.